Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined, and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Man, if I were a PGA golfer, I would feel duped. Like the wool was pulled over my eyes. Jay Monahan, how could we ever trust you again? And why was this done under cover of darkness for no one to know about? Live and PGA and the DP World Tour are merging under one umbrella. That's the phrase that is used. But for the life of me, even as I try to come up with other reasons besides money that this makes sense for the PGA Tour, I cannot. What other reason could there possibly be? Unless Jay Monahan is worried about losing more of his PGA stars to the LIV Tour. There's no reason why, outside of an infusion of cash, outside an infusion of resources, outside an infusion of revenue, maybe the PGA Tour is hurting. Maybe they're not in as good a financial shape as they thought they were or led us to believe. But either way, they're a 501c3. I am stunned. On behalf of the golfers, everything we heard from Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, some of the others, it is mind-boggling that Jay Monahan and maybe job security is another reason why he went ahead with the deal. Jay Monahan can stand up in front of a group of golfers, his PGA Tour members, of which he is the commissioner, and sell them on this umbrella with a straight face. Are you kidding? Not one word would I ever believe out of his mouth again. Because if it was truly up and up and he thought it was the best thing for the game of golf, he would have allowed the membership to be in on it. But they were kept in the dark. Many of them found out the same way that you and I found out, which is when the news broke in the media and on social media. Could you imagine being Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods or John Rahm and finding out in the media that your tour is reuniting not only with its former members who were kicked out essentially, but is forming one world tour with the LIV. After all of the sniping, we spent months on the conflict between the PGA and the LIV tour. Months, I tell you. Sure, part of it is that there were lawsuits. That's a perk, right? The lawsuits go away. But even now, we don't have many details. Maybe it was about Greg Norman no longer being part of LIV, because that's the report. there might be other ancillary reasons, as in not real important reasons, not critical to the agreement. The biggest reason has to be money. After everything Jay Monahan said about how they were sellouts, essentially the golfers were leaving because of the money. Oh, and look at us. We're altruistic. Look at us. We have charity in mind. Look at us. We're always about giving back to our communities, about making the game of golf more appealing. We're about growing the game of golf. Essentially, every single one of the PGA Tour members and Jay Monahan, and we're going to go back and listen to some of his comments last year when LIV was making headlines and snagging golfers, poaching golfers away from the PGA. We're talking about cryptic remarks, critical. Everything they said about the Saudi Arabian partnership with golfers and how it was an insult to 9/11 families. I would feel duped. I would be angry. I'd be ready to revolt if I was a PGA Tour member. Especially if I was one that stuck my neck out for the PGA, like Rory did. He became the self-appointed defender of the PGA Tour. Do you remember that meeting? Was it last August, maybe? When he and Tiger Woods got everybody together in Charlotte. And they encouraged people, for all the right reasons, to stay with the PGA. Don't take the LIV money. Don't make the leap. Don't jump. Stay here with us. We've got the right model. We've got all the right reasons on top of the list. Well, as it turns out, it doesn't matter anymore. It only mattered for a year. Have you seen the memo? Now, it was put out there, I think released initially by ESPN, but it's everywhere now on social. From Jay Monahan, who's the commissioner of the PGA Tour, about to get a raise, you know, to the PGA Tour members. I've got to read you some of it. It's hysterical. And then we're going to get the reaction from a couple people who were in the tour meeting today. Monahan himself calls it heated. Yeah, I can imagine. Dear PGA Tour members, I notice he doesn't say hello. How are you? Hope the family's doing well. Hope this note finds you healthy. Nah. Today is a momentous day for your organization and the game of golf as a whole. The PGA Tour, your tour, is leading the formation of a new commercial entity to unify golf. One that sees the end of the disruption and distraction that has divided the men's professional game for the better part of 3 years. Oh my gosh. He goes on through some of the details, which are more about the corporation, the setup, the structure. None of that really concerns us. Second page, there are many details to work through as we develop a definitive agreement, which will ultimately require PGA Tour Policy Board approval. Oh, could you imagine if they rejected it? I know you have many questions. Some additional items to note in the meantime. This stuff is great. Today's announcement brings about an end to all pending litigations, blah, blah. We will conduct a comprehensive evaluation of LIV Golf and determine how best to integrate team golf into the professional game. I do love a good scramble. The 2023 LIV Golf schedule will continue as planned. Oh, there's more. We will work cooperatively to establish a fair and objective process for any players who desire to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour. Oh, they made such a big deal about kicking them out. This is a complicated endeavor and one that will be guided by established PGA Tour rules and regulations. PIF, It's actually PIF, but I think PIF is funnier. That's the fund, the Saudi Arabian fund that's got all the dinero, the moneda. PIF will make a financial investment to become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour. PIF will make an additional investment in the new entity that will allow us to build an even stronger and more robust commercial business together. PIF is committed to significant financial support toward causes that positively impact the game on a global basis. One thing is obvious. Through this transformational agreement and with PIF's collaborative investment, the immeasurable strength of the PGA Tour's history, the legacy, pro-competitive model, it not only remains intact, but is supercharged for the future. Our game, our players, and our fans will no doubt benefit for years to come. This is my favorite part. I will be on site at the RBC Canadian Open later today and would like to invite those in the field to a player meeting at 4 p.m. to help answer any questions you may have. Sincerely, Jay Monahan. Blech. Are you kidding?
That guy's a bozo.
He is hypocritical and apparently got called that in the middle of this tour meeting. And they kept it under wraps. The PGA and PIF, now brothers for life. Oh my gosh. He ripped those golfers and live a new one. Wow. I can't be the only one who's stunned. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I would never believe another word he says. I hope the tour membership takes a vote of no confidence and ousts his rear end. How could you ever trust this guy again? He's supposed to represent the PGA Tour members. And instead, he went off on his own under cover of night. That's how you know. When it's kept a secret, that's how you know. And all the reports indicate that very few golfers had any clue this was happening. I wonder if he wrote the letter himself or someone else did. Ew. As in, gag me with a spoon, ew. I'd love to hear your reaction on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I guess I am at a loss to come up with any reason outside of money that the PGA Tour would do this. We haven't seen any big names make the jump from the PGA to LIV, right? We haven't seen this mass exodus like there was in year number one. The LIV golf events aren't even on TV anymore. Or if they are, they're not being carried. They're not rated. It's not as though LIV was a threat. And so all of that sticky sweet letter writing from Jay Monahan really boils down to, hey, if you can't beat them, join them. Might as well get a piece of that pie for ourselves, a piece of the PIF pie for ourselves. We'll call it a PIF pie. Ick. Before we even let you hear from Jay Monahan himself, I want you to hear from some of the golfers. Brendan Todd, he told the Golf Channel what the membership was told by the PGA.
The memo today just said that there's going to be a combination of the LIV, PGA, and DP World Tours, that the PGA Tour will still have a majority stake on the policy board, but that Al Rumayyan will be on the board, you know, and that somehow there's some merging of the tours. They're going to try and keep some team component in professional golf, but try to get some of this the disruption and you know, maybe some of the bitterness out of the professional game, which is probably a positive. But you know, I think for all of us out here on the PGA Tour, we're really anxious to hear the details to see you know, how it affects each and every player in the tour going forward.
In other words, Brendan Todd and the rest of the PGA Tour have no details. Honestly, maybe it's because we're on the outside looking in. It didn't feel like much of a disruption to me. We talked about it all of last year. It was really one of those added layers to the spring that made it so challenging to navigate. But I felt like the LIV Tour was the best thing that could have happened for the PGA Tour. They got all of this extra publicity that they didn't have to pay for. And I look back now and it's pretty obvious that the LIV Tour was attempting to stir the pot enough to become relevant, enough to be part of the conversation. But this year, how often had you heard anything about the LIV Tour? None at all. Because it really didn't matter. And so this is not about LIV. It's not about the competition. Certainly not about any threat to the PGA Tour. This is not about, again, more golfers making the jump, because I hadn't heard of anybody lately. Certainly no big names. Nah, it's about the money. Phil Mickelson, oh my goodness. Remember how he, for 4 months, was on a darkness retreat, if you will, of his own. He didn't tweet. He didn't talk. He didn't golf. Nah. He was hiding. Exile. Self-imposed exile for Phil Mickelson. On Tuesday, he quote tweets the breaking news from CNBC. PGA Tour agrees to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV. And Mickelson's quote, or as Mickelson's addendum, awesome day today, with a big smiley face emoji. Awesome. Can you imagine how validated he feels? Can you imagine how he must feel as though the weight of the world has been lifted off his shoulders? Now, does that excuse him for what he said about the PGA Tour? Probably not. Does it excuse him for the raunchy way that he described the Saudis? Does it he may have been, I don't remember all of his words. He was telling the truth, sure, but he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. He came across arrogant and pompous. And yet, what did he say about the PGA Tour? He talked about it being disingenuous. He talked about how Jay Monahan and the tour did not allow them freedom and to make decisions for themselves. Well, as it turned out, Phil Mickelson was right about a few things, wasn't he? Crazy. Seriously. Jeff Ogilvy, he talks about the atmosphere in this players-only meeting in Toronto on Tuesday.
There's some grumpy players in there.
Grumpy.
They feel a little bit sort of, not lied to, but
duped.
That the tour sort of changed its position kind of quickly, like, and dropped it on us like that really fast. So maybe there's a feeling of a lack of trust a little bit in the leadership. I don't know if that was all of, that's not everyone in the room, because it's not me, I don't think. It just feels like nobody really knows what's happening and that the players are out of the loop, and no one really ever likes being out of a loop. You know, everyone likes a bit of information, and especially when it's your livelihood and your job and the sport that you love. So it was an interesting meeting. Sometimes meetings can get a little bit spicy. It wasn't too bad, but I'm glad I wasn't Jay today.
I'm glad I wasn't Jay today. I like how he says spicy. Spicy. I'm stunned. Stunned that Monahan kept it to himself, number one, without asking the membership. But also, according to reports, he stood up in front of the room and took everything the players threw at him, because he had no other choice, right? He had no other choice, because he did this knowing that he was going to bring this all on himself, and he had no other choice. He just had to take what they said to him, because a lot of it was true. Love to hear your reaction. Wait until I tell you what my Tuesday was about. Crazy. And I know I don't live in New York, but being near New York City, if you've seen some of the photos out there on social media about the air quality in New York, the city, the state of New York, I live in New Jersey, 17 states in the U.S. are now under air quality alerts, meaning be careful. So I'll have to tell you about my experience. Also, I got ambushed by a baby bunny. No joke. The bunny jumped me. I screamed. The bunny ran. It was very traumatic for both of us.
Just what I always wanted. My own little bunny rabbit.
Poor thing. She was petrified, but probably not as scared as I was when she ambushed me. It was a bunny, but I thought it could have been something else. I didn't know what it was.
A cute little pink bunny rabbit.
Oh, poor thing. She was so traumatized. She was still hiding in the same place when I got back from walking the dog. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Glad to hear from you. Really excited to hear your thoughts, not only on PIF and the PGA. Oh, it could be like a celebrity marriage. PGA and PIF. Sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I never really did understand why they were sitting in a tree. But anyway, this is icky. It's just icky and sticky, isn't it? It's icky and sticky and dicky. Also, if you have questions for Ask Amy Anything, I'm Amy. If you have questions for me and you want to ask me anything, well, you can find the post on Twitter, After Hours CBS. It's actually right at the top of my Twitter feed, so you can go and find it there, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. It's icky and sticky and picky and jicky and kicky. What's another good word? Sicky.
There we go.
It's icky and sticky and sicky. And ticky, tacky.
I was thinking licky, but we're not going with that.
Ew,
one.
No, it's not licky.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
It's our hump show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It probably is an issue for players that chose to go and take that money. And I think you have to ask yourself the question, why? Why is this group spending so much money, billions of dollars, recruiting players and chasing a concept with no possibility of a return? At the same time, there's been a lot of question, a lot of comments about growth of the game. And I ask, how is this good for the game that we love?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What's the date on that, Producer Jay? That's Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour. Last year, but I want to know the date.
That was June 12th, 2022.
No joke. 300 and what? 58 days ago? 358 days ago. Jay Monahan asking the rhetorical question of why more than once. Why would you do this? Why would you make the leap to the LIV Tour? What is the possible benefit other than money? And how does this make the game of golf better? Oh, well, fast forward nearly a year, Jay Monahan on CNBC and everywhere else, mind you, touting a brand new merger, one umbrella for the PGA, the LIV, the DP World Tour.
It's a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf. You know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf. We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasser great credit for coming to the table, coming to the discussions with an open heart and an open mind. We did the same, and the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
How, though? How is the game of golf better? That's the question, number one. Number two, it doesn't make any sense outside of the money because the LIV Tour was no threat to the PGA. It's not as though the PGA was losing in popularity. All of the big names that did depart for the LIV were still able to participate in the majors if that's what they wanted to do. I fail to see how this makes the game of golf better other than money for extra resources, money for corporate sponsorships. And so there's the question for Jay Monahan. What will the PGA Tour do with the PIF money?
You look at the structure of our sport. You look at our schedule itself. There's a lot of fragmentation. There's a lot of different golf organizations. That creates inefficiencies. We can address that, and we see real opportunity right in that alone. You look at the structure of the tour today. We've talked a lot about sports betting. We've talked a lot about our data business, our proprietary data business, and investments that we can make there, not only at the tour level, but also across our sport generally. We've got 29 clubs in our TPC portfolio. The real estate and club business, we think there's real opportunity. New events, new courses, new technology, new initiatives that are tied to growth of the game all over the world.
Money. Got to have money for that. Most of what he just said, he's pontificating. It's not even real and tangible. The only part that matters is the part at the end. New golf courses, new events. We got to have money for all of that. New resources. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Oh, what a hypocrite. Seriously, whoever stood up in the meeting, the players only meeting, and called him a hypocrite, I applaud that guy. According to the reports, and Jeff Ogilvy confirmed this, the meeting lasted about an hour, and Monahan did get called a hypocrite by one PGA member, and he just took it. He didn't fight back because it's not much defense for the truth. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You can imagine how thrilled the LIV golfers are, though. Not only do they feel validated, but they now feel as though they were out in front of this curve.
There's a lot more behind closed doors that's been going on. What I can tell you is that Yasser has always been a staunch supporter of golf globally and wanting to grow the game. That's been his vision from the start when we first started talking a few years ago. And as it's come to fruition now, I think that this is the best thing that could ever happen for the game of golf. And I'm extremely proud to be a part of that because of the fact that the fans are going to get what they want. The players are going to experience something a little different, a little new on the PGA Tour side. But I truly believe in the end, the game of golf wins in this scenario.
Bryson DeChambeau, he, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, some of the others, they've got to feel like a huge weight was just lifted right off their shoulders. And they get to go back and play in any PGA Tour event they want once they're reinstated. They keep referring to Yasser Al-Ramayan, and he's the governor, essentially, of the PIF. He's the PIF governor. The governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund. That's what PIF stands for. The fact that last year so much of the criticism was this. It was this holier-than-thou argument that we are better because we're not taking money that comes from Saudi Arabia. Now, we had said at the time, Matt Adams, who will join us in the final hour of the show from Scotland, actually, Matt Adams said to us, remember, this same Saudi Arabian money has a huge stake in Uber. How many people out there take Ubers? They also partner with other sports leagues and other sports events. But for some reason, this was the platform. It was the holy hill that Jay Monahan and other golfers were going to stand on. How can you possibly take money from this kingdom, because that's what Saudi Arabia is, from this kingdom that essentially spawned the majority of the hijackers who were behind 9/11? And I do love it when Twitter gets moral. Twitter was all up in arms. Social media is all up in arms. But Jay Monahan took that and he ran with it. And it wasn't just about, hey, PGA Tour is a better structure. Hey, it's a money grab. Hey, how does this grow the game of golf? It was about, how could you? How could you take that money? I mean, I'm embarrassed for him. I'm cringing for him. And the fact that it was all done under cover of night means he knew this was going to be the backlash and the fallout. But it's worth it to him because money, 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 money. I'm not a great singer, sorry. Well, at least not that song. I can sing some songs. Okay, really quick. Yasser Al-Ramayan. This is actually kind of funny. Jay gave me this bite. It's pretty funny. About the meetings and the thought process during the meetings with Jay Monahan and others.
We met in London. Had a lunch followed by the next day a round of golf, then another lunch. We had discussions. We covered everything. And one of the things that I said then, had we met 2 or 3 years ago, the impact that we will have in the game of golf will be lesser.
Why?
Because it would be something small, but the way we're doing our partnership, it's going to be really big. In many senses, we will have both the LIV and the PGA Tour, in addition to all of our assets, and we will be investing in the growth of the game of golf and doing many new things.
We'll be taking all of our assets. Money, 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 money. And investing in the game of golf and the growth in the game of golf. There's no other reason. Jay Monahan was right when he said a lot of these guys made the jump for money. Well, if you can't beat them, you got to join them. Ew, I'm embarrassed for him. Ick. Now he has to go back and pretend like everything he said was not important. Should be erased from the coffers. I don't know. Some of your reaction. Plus, wait until you hear what Yasser Al-Ramayan has to say about PIF and about its money. Oh, and more of Jay Monahan preaching about the long-term vision.
A lunch followed by the next day, a round of golf.
More round of golf, more lunch. It's After Hours with
Amy
Lawrence.
We had discussions.
Oh, I just wish. Well, first of all, we're going to hear from Rory McIlroy. Has he hung Rory out to dry or what? Rory has been the self-described defender of the PGA Tour. He's taken a sword to the LIV. Oh, my goodness. Poor Rory. He might go into self-imposed exile as well, like Phil Mickelson did. Oh, we need to hear some Phil. Good stuff. I can't wait to... We talked... Dexter Henry's here in studio. We talked about Liv every day for probably 7 months last year.
Did you?
7 months, because they couldn't have purchased this type of publicity, right? Couldn't have purchased it. And hello.
I will say...
Yes.
I thought you did a great job of bringing up the total hypocrisy that is here, right? Like, not even just on Jay Moynihan, but you made a great point, I think, about how Saudi has ties in Uber. And
we
all ride and take Ubers and do all this stuff, right? And then everybody wants to get in the high horse and say this is not the case. Moynihan embarrassed himself. But you know what? It was worth it to him because he got paid.
Exactly. Because in 2 months, 3 months, maybe next year, nobody's going to care. The news cycle spins so quickly, nobody's going to care. And he will still have the money.
Yep.
But ew. Who? If I'm a PGA Tour member, I never trust him again.
Well, that's another interesting point, because unlike the commissioners in the NBA and different places, he works for the players, not for, there's no owners, because it's the individual sport.
Yeah, he's so, their commissioner.
Do they want this guy out?
I just said that.
To try to get him out?
I call for a vote of no confidence. I don't know what that means, but I call for a vote of no confidence. As in, we don't want you anymore. We don't trust you. We need new leadership. But it sounds like Greg Norman got forced out as part of this, and Jay's essentially taking over as the primary voice for the unified umbrella. Get out your umbrella. It's raining. Well, you know.
Cats and dogs, other things.
Other things. Other it's things. Raining poo.
Yeah. It's a poo storm.
It's a poo storm. Yes, it is. Get out your umbrella for the poo storm.
Ew. What a day.
Oh, my gosh.
He's taking the wind temperature on this.
Yep.
And he's like, look, I'll be fine and I'll be counting my millions.
Gross, though. He talked about how the PGA Tour was making an impact. It was about charity. It's not about the money here.
I don't even think, I told you this off air. I don't think he ever believed that before, right?
He just had to.
Yeah, he just had to.
He just had to. Yeah. Poor Rory. Every time I look up at the Golf Channel, there's more Rory. Poor guy. He's in hiding. Actually, I'm going to check his Twitter and see what happened. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'd love to hear your reactions. Some of you also weighing in on Facebook. Make sure you send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Nothing new from Rory McIlroy.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Roy on social, in case you're wondering.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All right. Yeah.
I'm surprised at a lot of these guys, because they say one thing and then they do another. And I don't understand that. And I don't know if that's for legal reasons or if they can't. I have no idea. But it's pretty duplicitous on their part to say one thing and then do another thing.
You're talking about something you said 2 years ago or a week ago?
The whole way through. Yeah. The whole way through, in public and private, all of it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A stunning development in the world of golf. Poor Rory McIlroy. I can imagine that if I were him, I'd want to hide for a bit too, but I'd be furious, as in furious. I'd want to collect my thoughts before I said anything publicly. I do not know if he was in the meeting, the PGA Tour players only meeting that Jay Monahan called in the memo and tried to explain, sort of, the merger with the LIV Tour. It's just nuts. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also find our Facebook page, and we'd love to hear from you, your reaction, while you're sending your questions for Ask Amy Anything. 855-212-4227. Ryan is in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours.
Amy, how are you doing?
I'm good.
So first of all, I don't know why Rory's going off, right? Like after this collapse this past weekend.
Oh, no, that was last year.
Well, and this past weekend, you know, he didn't show up. And then, you know, he's favored this upcoming weekend at the Heritage. So, you know, regardless. But I think this is all good for the game of golf at the end of the day. You know, it's the first week of June. The narrative here in D.C. is Steven Strasburg is never going to pitch again because he has permanent nerve damage. Chase Young shows up today pissed off at Commander's mandatory minicamp. But we're sitting here talking about the game of golf at the end of the day. And I just think that the narrative up until this point has been, you know, what's Tiger going to do? And is Tiger ever going to get over that, you know, that jack hump? And I think PGA recognized that. And this is what they needed to do in order to continue to grow the sport and the game.
So. Meaning the publicity and the attention, or meaning the change in narrative, or meaning the money?
The narrative, the money was always going to be there at the end of the day, but more so the narrative more than anything else. Again, you know, we're a week away from the Open, and credit to Brooks Koepka, because had he not won, you know, the championship, 2 weeks ago now, I don't think any of this would have ever gone into fruition. So,
But why? Here we are now. Why? Because it's a live golfer who won a major?
Yeah. And I think that the narrative was always going to be steered in some sort of way once that inevitably came and happened, and here we are now, a year later.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems like much ado about nothing now, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
I spent a lot of time on this show talking about the LIV Tour, and as it evolves a year later, well, it's just all one big happy family.
Well, you know, it was here in Trump National in Virginia a week after Brooks won, and viewership was, I think, at like 3,000, which is around, you know, like high school ratings. So I don't think ratings were astronomically higher after he had won, but I just think they're getting ahead of it more than anything else because it was going to be a continuation more than anything else.
Mm. All right, Ryan, I appreciate the perspective. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Yep.
So Yasser Al-Rumayyan is the PIF Saudi governor. And, of course, they've been talked about and reviled because they're throwing money at golfers to get them to make the jump to the LIV Tour. Now he says that budget belongs to the PGA.
Whatever it takes. That's how much is the commitment that we are committed for.
Do you expect to consolidate all these other entities as well? You're creating one entity for global golf, essentially?
Exactly. That's the idea. And the potential there is really big. I mean, if you look at the size of golf, monetary-wise, it's about $100 billion today. And I think the growth is there. And I think we can, working together, we can have a faster growth rate than the way it was for the past, you know, 10 or 20 years.
Accelerate the growth rate with as much money as it takes. He said whatever it takes, the budget for this new and improved, modified, emerged tour is limitless. Whatever it takes. Really interesting reaction from those of you on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll get back to your calls too. Thanks for hanging out with us on The Hump Show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.